My question to the Amir of Ahl-e-Sunnah is that can a man wear any other metal or jewelry besides silver? Because people nowadays have inclination towards wearing different kinds of silver bracelets or gems representing different years. So is this permissible or not?
For a man, any kind of jewelry, whether it is gold, silver or whatever, is not permissible. It has wrongly been spread that a man can wear silver. Only one silver, nothing else, just silver ring. And that too which contains a gem. And the weight of it should be less than 4.374 grams. A man can wear only one ring of this type. And the gem of the ring should be kept pointing towards the palm, because on the other side a woman does. A man on this side. And that too it's only permissible. There's no excellence in it. It's better to refrain from it as well. It's better to avoid wearing it. Now some people wear multiple rings for no reason. Of silver and other metals, they should avoid doing so. So a man is allowed to wear only one silver ring, and that too which weighs under 4 grams and 374 milligrams. Less than this weight. Not even equal to it. And on top of this, there must be a gem in the ring. Whether the gem is of plastic or stone doesn't matter, but it shouldn't be gemless. The weight of the gem doesn't matter. Its weight is not included in the weight of the ring when it comes to measuring the ring. And as for the ring that is without a gem, even if it is under the weight mentioned before, it is not permissible at all for a man. These rulings are being mentioned for men. There is no restriction of any weight for a woman. A woman may wear several gold or silver rings, and that too with or without a gem. No problem at all for her. So the permissible specs that have been mentioned for the ring of a man, only that is permissible for him. And that too is only permissible, there is no excellence in it. However, it's preferable during Eid. Whether it is Eid al-Fitr or it is Eid al-Adha, it is preferable for a man to wear a ring, but the permissible one. Other than this, if there's a qazi or a mufti, those who need to put a stamp. Those who need to put a stamp on something, for such an individual, it is sunnah. Nonetheless, I've not come across a single mufti, nor heard of one, who uses his ring to stamp his fatwa nowadays. In this case, the same ruling will apply to them as well, that if they want to just wear it, it will be permissible, but it should be of same specs mentioned earlier. However, avoiding it is still better. I've just mentioned you the summary of what is mentioned in Fatawa Razaviyya. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad,